Hello, and welcome to Talk to Tate Tuesdays. As always, thank you for spending 5 to 7 minutes of your week with me, unless we have guests. So friends, it is finally here. Today is November 1st. That means Movember. And friends, if you don't remember what that is, again, Movember is the month that we pay attention to and recognize men's health, both physical and mental. And so during the month, we ask that you let your facial hair grow if you can until Thanksgiving Day morning. And what we also are asking that if you can't grow facial hair, that you commit to lose some LBs, a few pounds. We set the goal at 8. We started a couple of weeks ago. If you can't do 8, do 7. You can't do 7, do 4. Just do something to contribute to Movember. And thank you. So friends, let me ask you a question. Why do we have people in our lives that will only see us as our past person? So my question again is, why do we have people in our lives that will only see us as our past person? They only can remember when you couldn't do something, right? And in many cases, you have become a totally different person. You are now reigning in a totally different kingdom, but yet you have people that still want to bring you back to where you were 5, 10, 50 years ago. You know, my friends, you have actually gone through the metamorphosis of caterpillar to butterfly. You have gone from being the diamond in the rough to a precious gem. Yet, you have people, we have people that still want to view us as that lump of coal. And you know what I'm talking about. Someone will call and say, you know what? I am so proud of Jasmine. You know, I'm so proud of the person she has become. And all of a sudden, here comes that salt. They throw this. Well, you know, I remember when she couldn't do this or when she couldn't do that. And they love to throw what they did back in the day, right? And I remember when I had to look out for her, or I remember when I had to lend her this or that. And friends, this is nothing new. For you theologians, for you Bible scholars, you remember that even after David was anointed king, his brothers still viewed him as a sheep herder. Yet David went on to become one of the greatest kings ever. And that's what your life has to be. Regardless of what people say about you, regardless of what people try to make you or hold you into being, you can become your own greatness. And friends, the thing is this, most people that do that to us, they remember your past because that is where they still reside. That is where they still live. And I'm not talking about a physical location. You know, I'm talking about a mental, a spiritual, a better connection to mankind. You know, over the years, you have become more insightful. You have become more focused. You have become more deliberate in your pursuits. And a lot of people don't like that. It's not even that they don't like it. They can't handle it. But I tell you, friends, if you let those negative ghosts of your past guide your future, my friends, you are already stuck like Chuck, straight out of luck. The comedian Cat Williams said something years ago that still holds true. Cat Williams said that if you have no haters in your life, if you have no haters in your life, that means you aren't doing anything. And for my daughter Raven, who is a Taylor Swift fan, and let me do a side note here. My daughter Raven told me, Dad, I'm so proud of Taylor Swift because right now, and I checked it out, right now Taylor Swift holds the number 1 to number 10 spot on the Billboard charts. She has all top 10 spots. She actually broke Drake's record. Drake had held 1 through 9. Yesterday, Taylor Swift, she holds 1 through 10. So congratulations to Taylor Swift. But in one of her previous songs, remember the song? Y'all remember it? What Taylor Swift said? Haters are going to hate, hate, hate. And that holds true. Let me tell you something, friends. You have greatness inside of you. You can do whatever it is that you want to do. And let me tell you this. Don't let anybody throw this guilt trip on you that, you know what? You are a narcissist. You're not. And we're going to talk about what a narcissist is really on a future podcast. But you are not that. You are an achiever. You know, I was watching a show this weekend, and it had, Brianna Brown. And she said something very interesting. She said that even more important than achievement is knowing that we have more to achieve. And knowing that we are more than equipped to achieve. I like that. Friends, don't get stuck where you are. Don't let somebody else tell you you're your past person. You're not. You have more to achieve. So today's words come from a song by DJ Kool. And the words go, some of y'all might know this, and some of y'all don't. Some of y'all might be with this, and some of y'all just won't. But listen, listen, let me clear my throat. Oh, have mercy, babe. Ha, I hope you don't mind. Let me clear my throat. Friends, I'll see you next Tuesday.